Hello and welcome to the Urban Health Podcast, keeping busy people healthy. I'm Stephanie Webster. I'm a nutritional therapist based in Harley Street, London, specializing in extreme fat loss for busy executives and entrepreneurs. Being an entrepreneur myself, I like to find slick solutions to health problems. Here to help me today is Dr. Toya Chalomtalok, an experienced GP with specialist expertise in diabetes, nutrition, and weight management. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
And you have specialist qualifications in dealing with diabetes, weight management, minor surgery. And also in February, we're going to invite you back onto the show to talk to us about PRP, facial rejuvenation. And today we're going to focus on diabetes, though. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you, Tiffany.
So what inspired you to become a doctor and why did you choose to specialize in weight management?
My grandfather inspired me to do medicine and help other people. He was a Buddhist monk and he was my role model. And from a young age, I was really interested in science and chemistry. And when I was a medical student, I learned that nutrition plays an important role in prevention and management of many diseases. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Scotland to do my master's degree in nutrition in 1996, I saw many overweight people on the street. And then since then, my mission and passion was to help my patients to achieve their target healthy weight by adopting healthy lifestyle changes.
I love Scotland. Where did you study?
I did my medical degree in Outer Mongolia, and then I came to UK in 1995. In 1996, I did my master's degree in nutrition and PhD at the university, both degrees in University of Aberdeen.
Amazing. That's a great university. So let's start with diabetes. So what is diabetes?
Yes. Diabetes is a lifelong condition that causes a person's blood sugar levels to become high.
Okay. And why does obesity predispose us to diabetes?
Although there are no lifestyle changes you can make in lower your risk of type 1 diabetes. However, type 2 diabetes is often linked to being overweight. Mm-hmm. Being overweight or obese increases the chances of developing type 2 diabetes. The body makes enough insulin. However, the cells in the body have become resistant to the action of the insulin, which we produce in the body. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our clients come to us and overweight or obese, and some of them have a diagnosis of being pre-diabetic. What's the difference between pre-diabetic type 1 and type 2 in a bit more detail?
Yeah, very good question. Many people have blood sugar levels just slightly above the normal range, but not high enough to be diagnosed as having diabetes. And this is sometimes define it as pre-diabetes. Mm-hmm. If your blood sugar level is above the normal range and your risk of developing full-blown diabetes is increased, mm-hmm. It is very important for diabetes to be diagnosed as early as possible so the intervention can be started early. There are two main types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, where the body's immune system attacks and destroys the cells that produce insulin in the body. In type 2 diabetes, where the body doesn't produce insulin or the body cells don't react to insulin, we call them insulin resistance. And type 2 diabetes is very more common than type 1. In the UK, around 90% of all adults with diabetes have type 2.
That's an incredible statistic. And it can. What lifestyle choices do we have to adopt in each of these cases?
Yeah, healthy eating and being active is paramount in both types of diabetes. And mindset and behavior modification are essential too.
Okay, so tell us, I know that's one of your specialities, and most of my clients are pre-diabetic. So how can we advise pre-diabetic patients on how they should change their mindset and their lifestyle?
I think that if you are motivated and focused on your health, then you would be able to manage your eating healthy and being active. If you are busy running with your busy schedule and neglecting your diet, then it's difficult. And I think the most important thing is behavior. If you are working in the city and working long hours, it's important to have the healthy habits and eating regular meals and eating, just getting the right choices of food.
Yes. So can we reverse pre-diabetes? With type 1 and type 2, I realize it's not so easy, if possible at all. So how do we reverse?
You can reverse type 2 diabetes by changing lifestyle and diet and losing weight in healthy way.
Great. And can we prevent it in the first place?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So you've had some success stories. You've had an amazing track record in your clinic where you've helped clients and transformed people's lives. Do you have some examples that you'd like to share with us today of clients that have come in and you've helped them reverse their conditions?
Yeah, of course. When I worked in a obesity clinic in Scotland, I helped many patients with type 2 diabetes, either to reduce or stop their diabetic medication or insulin injection by reducing weight and changing their diet and lifestyle. I have two recent cases of cases in of my patients. Recently, I helped a busy chief executive, also wealth management company, who has type 2 diabetes, and he's on insulin, which he manages his diabetes. However, he had symptoms of treating his insulin, so he felt very dizzy and unable to focus. And sometimes when you are over managing it, that's caused the symptoms, because you're getting your blood insulin, the insulin you're ingesting is probably need to be reduced. And I think, interestingly, he didn't even know how to check his blood sugar.
It really? Okay, so did you teach him that?
Yeah, because it was important to educate the patient. It's important that you need to check your blood sugar on a regular basis if you are on insulin in type 2 diabetic patient. He has very healthy lifestyle and very busy work schedule, and he was thinking that managing his diabetes was more important, and by reducing the amount of food he was taking. However, it's sometimes, some cases, you need to eat and then healthy food and then manage diabetes. So that was an interesting case. And I have another interesting case of the chief executive also of a big international bank in London who was a pre-diabetic. And we managed to help him to lose over 3 stones in 4 months.
That's incredible.
By healthy eating and just activities which you can do on a daily, regular basis, which doesn't involve lots of time. It's just walking.
Yeah, walking. So I mean, just being generally active and eating a clean diet of non-processed food, staying active, being stuck at an office all day, it's not good. We need to keep moving and keep eating healthy. And I think that's amazing. How do you help with people's mindset when they've received a diagnosis? You've got type 2 diabetes. That can be quite shocking for people. How do you help your clients push through that and no longer feel like a victim, but feel empowered? Like, yeah, okay, I have this diagnosis, but I can do something about it. I am motivated. How do you make them put health at the top of their values?
I think the interesting, sometimes you need to tell patients this condition can be reversed if you adopt healthy lifestyle and changes in your diet is paramount. Most patients, it's very difficult condition, because I've seen lots of people having difficulties to manage this condition mentally. And that's why the behavior change techniques comes into place. I use cognitive behavior theory of Bandara, which is commonly used with how patients manage their chronic condition to motivate them and also help them with the right support. Patient can reverse this condition.
That must feel very rewarding for you. How does it feel like to give somebody a second lease of life?
It makes me to motivate more to help more people.
That's amazing. And you have an amazing practice. So what services do you offer? Where are you based and how can we get in touch?
I work as a private GP in Blossoms Healthcare in the city. And also I work in 9 Harley Street. I offer holistic, medically safe, healthy lifestyle programs for weight management, which is tailored to individuals' busy lifestyle. Also, I offer services for patients with diabetes, food intolerance, digestive health, and other health conditions, including anti-aging treatments. I am passionate about healthy eating and lifestyle, and I do thoroughly enjoy helping people to achieve their health goals.
That's great. And how can we get in touch with you? Do you have contact details?
I do have. Either people can go through the Blossoms Healthcare website to arrange an appointment, or they can go to my website, which is activehealthstyle.com.
That was great. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Stephanie, and I look forward to the February podcast.
Yes, we'll do PRP then. And I love the facial rejuvenation because so many of our clients, when they lose a significant amount of weight, similar results to you, they lose that facial volume. And then with your PRP and your Botox and your fillers, you can help them reestablish the face that they had before they went on a weight loss journey. So that's really important too. We do believe in helping our clients inside and out.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's important to look healthy inside and out, and that's why I do enjoy my job. And thank you, Stephanie, again for inviting me.
Thank you, Dr. Toya, for investing your time in helping the Urban Health Podcast, keeping busy people healthy.